Bird said the computer, which contains information on all Los Angeles homicides in the last decade, printed out the Cohen case in reply. Prosecutors then discussed the Cohen case with Bird, but decided that it was not related to the case the other detective was investigating. However, after reviewing the Cohen case, the prosecutors told Bird that there was nearly enough evidence to file charges against Lund, and urged that the case be reopened and the investigative ground covered again. Bird said he located Lund in St. Paul, where he had recently been paroled from prison for grand theft. Bird said he interviewed Lund there, then returned to Los Angeles and began gathering new evidence. In early 1990, Lund was arrested in Colorado for violating his parole by leaving Minnesota and was returned to prison. Lund said he left the state to get married and go on a honeymoon. Police believe that he left because he knew that the Cohen case had been reopened. He was charged May 31, 1990, with Cohen's murder, and returned to Los Angeles in January. The trip back took a week because detectives had to drive him after he cited a fear of flying and refused to go on a plane. He now awaits arraignment, but that may be delayed because Lund said he has not had enough time to prepare for the hearing. Lund's wife, Gail, who has moved to Los Angeles, is convinced her husband of 1.5 years is not a con man or a killer. "They have the wrong man," she said, "but in this system, it's not really innocent until proven guilty. It's guilty until proven innocent. The sad part is that the person who really did this is still out there." Note: Lund was tried twice for the murder of Patty Lynn Cohen. He represented himself in both trials. After the first trial ended with a deadlock jury, he was tried again and found guilty of first-degree murder. He was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole.
End of Disc 4.